in the strip story, a longtime civil rights activist, and Spike Moss joins us here on CCO. Spike, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, sir. Why do you think the park board selected this park as the area where they think the dog park should go in?
Well, I can't really put it on why I think. I can just put it on what they did. They knew that was a memorial to King, not just a park. They memorialized that park, and they knew it was a black park. And to me, it's got to be racist to know that that's the highest figure that we have in terms of being a hero. And see, in my generation, our heroes, we didn't have social heroes. We had sports heroes. We had Jackie Robinson and mm-hmm. Joe Louis, and we had Jesse Owens and Jim Brown. And this generation grew up with King. They grew up drawing his picture. They grew up celebrating his birthday in school and writing essays on him. And I said, you don't understand what you're messing with here. This is a generation that you're really going to push over the edge, because this is their lifelong hero. We respect him and grew up respecting him, but they grew up with him from 5 years old and younger.
Folks who go to this park, though, now, those individuals are more than just black, though, right?
Yes, yes.
So when you say it's a black park, it's not a black park.
In terms of memorializing King,
yeah.
You know, all the parks are named after somebody. We finally got one named after a black man, right. And it happened to be Martin Luther King, the largest black figure in the history of the world. And you memorialized him there, and that's a memorial.
I won't deny that, and I also would never deny, and I think most of sound mind wouldn't say there is a greater connection between blacks and Martin Luther King, but there can be others who aren't black who have great admiration, great respect, and shake their head in disgust about what King and others went through and say, I feel just as honored and respect to be in that park as others do, even if I'm not African-American.
Well, we saw that last night. There were white people who stood up and spoke the truth about it. There was also white individuals on that board that spoke up and spoke the truth about it. But the board is continuing to insult people who believe in the Dreamer, you know, believe in the civil rights movement.
But why? Let me ask you, why is it dog parks, as someone who's gone to dog parks before, I think there are areas where a lot of people interact when they normally don't. And there's talking back and forth. And I would assume there are dogs at this park already now. They're just on leashes. Why is this an insult to make the park a dog park?
You're talking about a dog park. You remember that this battle was over our right to go to public school that we pay taxes for. It was over our right to sit down in diners and eat and go to hotels and get rooms like other people. It was over our right to vote. Everything that you could think of came under the civil rights law, and every time we stood up to try to get that justice, they turned the most vicious dogs in the world on King and all of the followers, and men, women, and children had flesh torn from their bodies. We should never forget that, what happened to us.
I don't think anybody's forgetting about that, though, Spike. But do you think the park board is proposing this as a dog park to remind people of that? To me, that's not
our issue.
Okay.
I don't think that white Americans would be all right with you saying you're going to go to the Washington Monument and make a dog park out of it. I don't think they would do that. I mean, this is our highest national hero known all over the world. And that's the insult of it. And it's not about debate. It's about somebody doing something to you. It's like me coming in your house, changing your house. That's your house. Martin Luther King is the biggest dream that we have, the biggest person that we have, and you're insulting us as a people.
But wouldn't if Martin Luther King was around today, and we all would be better off, by the way, if he was, wouldn't he care more about academics and jobs and opportunities and eliminating profiling and figuring out the crime rate as opposed to a park and saying, hey, whites and blacks and Hispanics, people of color, you name it, are coming there, and they're coming together and having fun with their dogs. That is a part of life, and okay, be given that same opportunity, that's great.
Okay, but here's the point, though. We already take care of those other things. We're already fighting over those other things. We're not telling them what to do. We're telling them what we want in our park for our king. We're not telling them what to do. They got plenty of parks. Walk your dog wherever you want. We got one park with a black man's name on it, which is a sacred park because you memorialized it, and we don't want that in that park. We don't want that on King. We're not talking about what they want. They can do whatever they want. They got the majority of the parks in the city. They belong to them. They're a majority of the board. It belongs to them. We just have one park under the name of King. We want that park to remain sacred like it's supposed to.
But should, and Spike Moss is our guest, longtime civil rights activist in the cities, 30 minutes past 12. Chad Hartman with you on CCO. Aren't we then turning this into, okay, here's the park for the black people, here's the park for the white people, and we're falling back into where it was in the 60s as opposed to saying, here's a park in Minneapolis, and everybody is welcome.
Sir. No, sir, we didn't say that. The park is still the park. We're just not allowing you to make a dog park. You're not going to make a dog park on the Washington Memorial. You're not going to make a dog park on the Lincoln Memorial. You're not going to make a dog park on Martin Luther King.
Well,
that's not the place. That's sacred ground. Remember the last time you trashed sacred ground? It was the Indian burial sacred ground. You spit on it and did what you wanted to do with it.
Well, you're talking as you, as if all of us as Caucasians are speaking as one.
You're saying to me that it's all right. I'm saying it is all right for you. It's not for us.
I would say one.
To trash Martin Luther King. It's not for us.
I would say it was ridiculous that this country did not honor Martin Luther King sooner. And I made that point on Monday, and I will continue to make that point. The difference I would have in the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial is we have places, and we should continue. We have many places across this country that are honoring Martin Luther King. This park in Minneapolis isn't the sole location. This is one of many locations.
We don't have a Martin Luther King Drive, but we do have a park. And it's in his vein. And I'm not telling you that you should agree with us. I'm telling you that we as a people ought to respect Martin Luther King and the price that him and others paid for us to do everything we do. Because remember, you don't list us under the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Well, not me.
Civil rights law.
Not me. I didn't write the civil rights law. I think it's
saying to you, we're under civil rights laws, and we need to be respectful of the fact without those people, we wouldn't be able to even walk into a public school.
Yeah, those folks,
more than what you're talking about.
Those folks who were behind that idea, there was a disgusting racial overtone, and it all has not been cleared up. We know that. We both will agree on that. But to me, I'm saying this is a park. I would emphasize the bigger issues. The bigger issues. Let me just finish for a second, but I'll give you a chance. There are so many this state, which separates its shoulder, patting itself on the back for a great education. Our disparity between whites and people of color in this state is as big as any in the country. To me, that is a bigger issue, significantly bigger issue than if we're going to have a dog park in Minneapolis. And Martin Luther King, if he was around, I think would say, hey, if it's bringing everybody together and the love of animals does it, more power to it.
Okay, but let me ask you a question since
sure.
You say it's a bigger issue. If it's a bigger issue and you got the power of radio and TV on the WCCO, then don't you think it's about time for you to carry the agenda about people's rights? Don't you think that this city should not be in non-compliance on all their contracts? The state of Minnesota should not be in non-compliance on all their contracts? The city of Minneapolis should not be shorting up what the power of the Civil Rights Commission could do for us, that police brutality, you would be checking it and trying to stop it?
What?
All these things that happen to us, nobody's addressing. Now, we have a king that we love and respect. And here we got to argue with you with the right to keep him at the level that we want him at.
But Spike,
we got to argue with you, the people who wouldn't let us go to public school, disagree with us saying we're going to respect the Martin Luther King.
Yeah, party. But I think that's too much of a broad brush to say because people happen to be Caucasian and other Caucasians either today or in the past did things where they denigrated the opportunities of African Americans.
What's that? They're doing that to us right now.
Well,
they're trying to make a dog park right now, today.
Some are. But Spike, it just sounds to me you're so frustrated by other things that have happened, and some of them may be very valid points to say, well, this is just another example as opposed to taking this onto itself and just discussing this particular issue.
Okay, first of all, I'm not frustrated. We live under this oppression, so we got to have heads up. We got to pay attention, and we got to push back. I'll never be frustrated. It's too painful. Understand that this type of suffering that we've been under is over 400 years. And all we're saying to you is, what you don't get is this ain't about you. This is about our king and holding our king up. If the whole world respects him, fine. If the whole world don't, we better, because everything we got was through him and those blacks that died and went to jail in the great civil rights movement. So it doesn't matter about your opinion. It matters that we remember. We remember that the reason we can walk down the street is because of them. We remember that the reason we can go to colleges and universities in this country is because of them. And we remember that we go to the polls because of them.
So do we. And that's why we have a federal holiday. That's why he's honored. And the more people learn about the brilliance of Martin Luther King, I am all for it. But if you're also going to have interactions in a city and people are going to have animals, there are going to be dog parks. And
we want to have a dog park, sir. We're not arguing about them having a dog park. Don't get it twisted. We're arguing about you dealing with our memorial to Martin Luther King. We don't care where you put it. All those parks belong to you. Pick one.
No, well, they belong to you just as much as me, Spike.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Why don't they?
You. We're wrestling with you right now because they belong to you.
No.
Now, asking you not to disrespect the Martin Luther King Park, and this has been going on for months because you won't listen. You won't listen to us.
Well, that's actually the park board. I don't have a vote on the matter. Let me just read something from what Randy First, an excellent reporter from the Star Tribune, is saying. He predicted, this is you, that if a dog park was put in King Park, young people would shoot the animals. Are you really telling me if this advances that what's going to take place is somebody's going to bring their dog there who had nothing to do with this being turned into a dog park and their animal is going to be shot and killed?
Well, let me tell you about that.
Because that's disgusting and that's cowardly.
Most of you had nothing to do with our civil rights, you would say, but none of you would stand up and stop it.
You don't know. No, you don't.
Far too many years, all the way to the 1960s.
You don't know that.
The voting right until 1965, sir. So I'm talking about if our children, this is their hero. They grew up with him. I believe that. I believe they're going to go violent about it. This is someone they grew up with and drew his picture in kindergarten and first grade. They wrote
great. We're better for that. We are a better country for that.
This is their lifelong hero and the only hero they got, and you try to desecrate them in some kind of way, insult them in some kind of way. If we were the Jewish community and you wanted to put a swastika in a park and they told you no, you would stop.
You think that's comparable?
You think that's comparable? Because we're black people.
Hold on a second.
We've always debated black people's right to say and ask for anything for themselves.
Hold on a
we're
second. Hang on. Let me. You think a dog park where people of all colors and race, religion could bring their hang on a second. You think it would be comparable if someone brought a swastika to a different park? You think it's the same thing?
It's the same reason, racism. You're not listening to who you have oppressed and oppressed people. We said no. How many times do we have to say no? If we weren't oppressed people, we'd have to keep saying no to you. You would accept it and respect us. But because you don't, you want to find ways to make it what you want. We've already told you, not on his name, not in his memorial. And you keep saying all kinds of excuses why you got to disrespect us. You don't have to disrespect us anymore. You had 400 years to disrespect us. Give us a break. We said no. Why do we have to get on our knees and beg?
Who is asking you to get on your knees and beg? Who is asking you to do that?
He said no. Accept that no and take it where you want to take it.
Well, why do you get final say in it? Why shouldn't the park board and the other folks have final say?
Hey, we can't have one say in one park to one black man, 2011?
I would want
your parks?
No, I want you to have every park.
One say in one park?
I want you
your parks?
I want you to have every park. That's what I'm saying. I want you, me, and anybody to go to every park.
This ain't about every park. It's about one park. We just want one park to be respected because it's named and it was memorialized in Dr. Martin Luther King. And for white folks to tell that, they don't know what that means to us.
Now,
they don't know what it was to have them dogs sit on us.
How do you
and
know
the
that?
The man who led the people against them dogs, you're going to put the dog park in his name?
And you think that's why they're doing it? Just to remind people of it? Come on.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. And then we have to get going pretty quick.
Why they did it? What do you think why they did something that evil? What do you think is wrong?
I'm assuming that they had enough citizens who have dogs and said, we need another dog park. That's what I'm assuming.
And I agree. And I want them to get one. Please, go somewhere and get one. But leave the memorial of Martin Luther King alone.
All right. Duly noted. Thank you, Spike. I appreciate you coming on.